Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 Fan. Damn, glad to have you on a Friday. Boy, it just looks cold outside.
Yes, it does, but the sun's coming up today. That's good.
Yeah. Normally it does.
Every day. But usually if it's cloudy, I mean. Like still we can see up. The sun. We can see it out there.
Thanks, coach. The sun still comes
thank
up.
You.
I did just hit you with a thanks, coach.
You did. That's fine. Well, you know, it comes up every day. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You going to wear your galoshes on Sunday outside in the snow? Are you going to shovel like multiple times?
I don't know what that means. What's a galosh?
You don't know what galoshes
like
are?
I thought that was like a Polish
boots.
Meal. Oh. Well, if you said boots...
Galoshes.
I don't know what that is.
You know what rubbers are?
Yeah, I don't use them anymore.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you should.
Confidence.
You don't have nice dress shoes on that you want to cover up?
Why would I wear dress shoes?
Well, when people,
I'm not wearing
people,
any shoes. I'm staying inside.
People used to dress and go to work. They put rubbers on.
Mm. That's doctors.
No. My dad used to wear rubbers all the time.
Well, there's a couple times he didn't.
A couple times, but most times he did. I remember him sitting there on the stairs putting his rubbers on.
You think Buck Irving wears rubbers?
Buck Irving.
No chance.
Is it Buck Irving? Is that what his name
Buck
was?
Rising.
Buck Rising.
Yeah. Who's Buck Irving?
I don't
Tampa
know.
Bay's running back.
Oh, yeah, Bucky
back.
Irving. Yeah.
Bucky Irving, right?
Sports geek.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. No, I love watching people in my neighborhood that will go out there periodically throughout the day and keep shoveling.
Oh, my wife will do that.
But it's a good strategy because, like, you could do, like, you know, 2 to 3 inches at a time, or you can wait till we get the full 9 inches and really struggle.
Is it a good strategy, though?
To say out loud.
I mean, I don't know what the right strategy is to go out
buy
there and
a
do
snowblower.
It all. I just got one. Like I told you, we just got one the other day. Emily gave us one. She's like, I'm not going to use the snowblower. I'm like, it never right. snows. We'll take it. Fine. Oh, my God. A blizzard is coming. So I don't know if you go out and shovel multiple times. Or you just do it. The worst is when the plow comes, and then you got to go out there and move all that crap. That's the worst.
Somebody says Tyreek Hill does not wear rubber.
No. But he lives in Miami. He doesn't need them.
But he wears Chiefs pants.
He does, yes, in his latest video. Yeah.
That's right.
Sad man. Very sad individual.
Okay. Friday, 8 o'clock. Wow, it's already 8 o'clock. We only have an hour and 40 minutes left. Script time. I don't know who wants to go first. Bob's name's first on the list.
I'll let Matt go first today.
Oh.
All righty. Switching it up here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Dr. Mackenstein, what's in the script?
Well, first off, I think we all know, Bob, you've opined earlier in the show how Andy Reid should be coach of the year. One of the reasons is he excels in these moments, man.
Opined.
Back against the wall. Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
My lexicon is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment.
Lexicon. Yeah. He drives a Lexus and has a lexicon.
He excels in these moments, right? When his back is up against the wall, he knows what these players' strengths are, but he also clearly knows what Carson Wentz's weaknesses is. He's going to be very good at putting him in situations where the strengths show, the weaknesses go away. Even if it's Carson Steele, Wanya Morris, Kingsley, whoever's blocking for him, who's ever on the field with him, Andy Reid knows how to get the best out of these guys.
You think they'll let Wanya play this week?
I think it'll be at the right side. Yeah, right
side.
They
better let him play.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs
a lot of
work.
People.
I don't
want
to see Tooney.
No, exactly.
That man rest.
Wanya right side, Caliendo left side, and then, yeah, I guess DJ gets some work at the left tackle.
Oh, left tackle. Okay, I thought you were bouncing Caliendo at the left tackle.
Stay left guard. If it ain't broke,
I mean, I know
he
can do Madden and all, but I don't think he can play left tackle.
Mm. So you're going to see Carson Wentz get the ball out quickly, efficiently, avoiding those sacks, getting rid of before he gets pressured. And you see a couple deep balls, rip it with his big arm. The most skilled backup in the league gets a start on Sunday. Went through it last night on After Hours. At least eight teams that he could start for right now that he's better than the starting quarterback in.
Arizona.
Chicago. Just going through Bob's list.
Yeah. Carolina.
I think the defense plays really well, and FAU makes a big play. Hometown kid, first-round pick last season. Time for him to show up. He's going to get the start. He's going to get reps in a year where he could have gotten more. He didn't. This is a time for him to show up. Chiefs lose. It's close. 24-20.
Wow, you're a hater. Best of you, go ahead.
Okay. This game is that Bo Nix game that he needs to have. He needs to win with a good amount of confidence in this game. He's at home in front of a crowd that is his supporters against a team that is the sufficient, you know, solidified team in his division. And the playoffs are on the line. I know they don't necessarily have to win to get in, but if they don't win, they don't control their own fate. If you want to have a team and a fan base really believe in what you can do in the future, or believe. If you know who Bo Dallas is, you get that. Either way, wrestling nerd. But I think this is a Bo Nix game. This is a game where his over-under in yards passing is 225.5. That's a big number against the Chiefs defense. It's going to be resting some starters, but there's still Spagnuolo on the sideline. He's still going to send these guys in the packages that he does with his starters. So I think this is a big Bo Nix confidence game. They're 10.5-point favorites.
Again,
I can't emphasize this. They are 10.5-point favorites against the Chiefs. The Chiefs don't get blown out. I'm sorry. They just don't. I want to see him. I don't think they're going to cover that. The Chiefs will cover that spread easily, I think. If they do lose, it'll be by a field goal, but I don't see them losing either. I think we see a lot of the Carson and Carson tandem. I think both guys are going to score. I think Carson Wentz is going to get a rushing touchdown because, hey, it ain't Mahomes.
See a quarterback sneak.
Andy Reid can QB sneak now. To hell with your knees, Carson. I don't mind those. I think Carson Steele also gets in to show that he should be a Pro Bowl.
Solidify that Pro Bowl,
right?
Alternate. Yeah.
So I think both Carsons score. Andy can finally run the ball with the QB sneak, so that's where you get a touchdown with your quarterback. I like Bo Nix to turn the ball over at some point in the second half. Again, guys, he's a rookie. Never seen before. This is a lot of pressure on this game.
How much more pressure is going to be on Bo Nix if Cincinnati wins on Saturday night, too?
I mean, it's a big game. I can't emphasize that enough. I think he does turn the ball over in the second half to a guy we've never heard of for the defense. I don't know who that guy is, but I think Carson Wentz scores. I think Carson Steele scores. And I think Mr. Moneybags DeAndre Hopkins gets his touchdown this week, because there is a nice incentive on that touchdown. That, my friends, is the final score, which will lead to 24-21. The Chiefs win in Denver and crush their dreams, because for years it was Peyton Manning. Now it's not Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God, Carson Wentz is going to go in there and beat you and knock you out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. And Cincinnati, let's say Miami gets in.
Miami can go play Buffalo and get mollywopped by about 40 points.
Play in a game that they have no interest in being.
Well, it'll be negative 10. It'll be on the road against a good team. Right. Yeah, Miami will lose.
And it'll be one of those games. Like, remember when the Chiefs backdoored in 06 and had to go to Indianapolis and then got beat by the Colts in the playoffs? They shouldn't have been there. It's like, we don't really want to be in this game. We'd rather be on vacation. Miami would get housed in that game.
Yes.
Miami would get housed in that game. All right, for me, this is one of the hardest scripts that I've had to figure out over the course of this season, because it's not obvious this week. And for me, I know it's the final regular season game, and I'm going to take a page not from Mitch and say it's a meaningless game for the Chiefs. But for Carson Wentz, it means everything in this game. I think Andy Reid is going to showcase Carson Wentz all afternoon. We'll see why Andy really is that true players coach and why he does these little things that give his players the love that they have for him. He's going to go out there and showcase Carson Wentz so he can get a contract this offseason. Anybody that's close to any sort of incentive is going to get targeted and get the ball so they can cash in. And he will put Carson Wentz in situations that do make him look awesome this weekend. He'll make people after this game saying, man, if Mahomes gets hurt, it's okay. We got Carson Wentz. I can hear that right now. Wentz will then sign a contract this offseason to be a starter with another team. Since I'm not sure the names of many of the players that are playing on Sunday, I'm going to say the Broncos keep it close, but the Chiefs do pull away late, 35-0.
Pull away late, 35-0.
That's right.
Shocker.
Nice.
So you have Denver winning?
I know.
Remember the last time you picked the Chiefs to lose a game?
And they won.
They won. Who was that?
Atlanta.
Two?
Week three.
Yeah, week three. Week three. Is that the last time you picked against
the
Chiefs?
Time. Yeah. First and only.
From the 816. No, Mac, you're fired.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Said it would be close.
Anti-Chiefer Mac from the 573.
You are an anti-Chiefer.
Let's get toxic on the text line. Yeah, I don't know. I just really think that Andy gets a little juiced up in these games.
I agree.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's just
no,
like,
I agree.
That's why I think Carson Wentz is going to have a big game. Because Andy's like, I'm going to show that he's better than, what did you say, eight quarterbacks
in
this
league?
I think
there's eight quarterbacks, yeah. That
Caleb, Kyler, Bryce Young.
Would you rather have Wentz over Kyler Murray? Serious question, Clark.
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you?
Don't swing the pendulum too hard.
No,
don't,
because Kyler's younger, and I think if he can,
he's way more
what if Carson Wentz goes for 350 this weekend and four touchdowns?
Oh, he's going to get the bag.
he's going to be the next Matt Flynn, right?
Oh, God, I hope not. Matt Flynn was such a false promise.
He was, but this league is so desperate
for
good quarterbacks.
From the text line, Mac is Richard of the week.
Damn it.
Wow, stealing mine.
No, this game for me with Andy Reid, maybe I'm wrong. I can speak to the video game crowd, but when you're just kicking everybody's ass in Madden, sorry, Mitch, but when you're beating everybody in Madden, sorry for cussing. Sorry, brother.
He's in eighth grade. He's heard it.
Oh, I'm sure. My eighth grade coach cussed me out. Shout out Dave Pollard.
You were allowed to back then. Now you can't.
No, literally, it's a true story. My coach cussed me out in basketball practice in front of everybody.
My eighth grade coach was a drunk who was doing, community service coach of the team, we found out years later.
I didn't know I was a basketball coach in eighth grade. But no, I think when you have these guys that play Madden that are so much better than you, or maybe it's FIFA, or maybe it's NBA, whatever it may be, college football, and it's like, hey, let's play again, but I get to pick your team, and you can't be team A, B, or C. Like, you can't be Texas, can't be Ohio State, can't be Oregon, you got to go be Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to play against, the other big team because it's just not fair. And then when you get to play with that team, you're like, oh, I get to run the ball with Ashton Jeanty now and get to see what he can do in a screen pass. That to me is like Andy Reid. He gets to play like with a squad that he doesn't get to choose, but yet he still elevates his game because it's more interesting because it's not the norm.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely different for Andy. There's no question. I think he's going to like using the quarterback sneak. Whoever brought that one up, I think it's a good one as well. But of course, Andy's looking forward to this game. Of course he is, because it's another game on the schedule.
And he already told us he looks forward to the challenge.
He does.
Coming up on the other side, we dive into our cover two for Friday as we coast on a Friday show here at Red Friday on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it, Friday's going fast. Peter Jackson also did Kong for my buddy Robert. Like the movie. Peter Jackson, hell of a director. Have you ever watched any of the Lord of the Rings, by the way?
No.
What? You say that so scummish.
No, it's not my thing.
Okay.
I'm not a movie person. I don't watch a lot of that stuff. So you could say, name movie here. Have I seen? No.
Terminator 2?
Oh, that was years ago, though.
Boys?
Yeah.
Sci-fi?
Yeah, but that was like big back in the day, but Lord of the Rings, I mean, it's not.
Hot take? I think Terminator 2 is the greatest movie ever made.
Really?
Whoa.
Stands up. Have you not seen these Tesla robots? We're all screwed when those things get together. They exist. They have dog robots that like jump.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You thought Skynet was fake. Skynet's real, dude. Like magnets and field goal posts, if you believe, that's fine.
People believe that.
As a human race, robots, they're coming.
iRobot's a pretty good movie, too, if you're going to.
Is it? No.
It's all right. I mean, it's scary.
Is that a Pixar movie?
No, it's a Will Smith movie.
No, Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. Is he still slapping people?
Well, I'll talk about people's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I were to badmouth Jen, you'd come over to this table and smack me across the face.
Probably.
Or you'd be like, totally agree, Dusty.
Great point.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Either way, tread lightly.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, man. You got to get into that. Like, you got a big snow day coming up in a Chiefs game. It's going to be 35-0, man.
I know. That's a great day.
Opportunity.
Yeah. Nah. So you didn't watch Avatar?
No.
Gosh.
Avatar. No.
I know,
wow.
Dude. See, this is where we can do it to Bob.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You haven't seen Lord of the Rings? I haven't seen Avatar?
Midnight premiere at Avatar,
did you watch WALL-E?
Nope.
Oh, WALL-E's great.
WALL-E's really good.
Eva. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
I'd be on my phone 5 minutes in going, something else I got to do.
You'd love it because of what they portray society as.
Oh, really? And yeah. Wally, what do they portray society as?
Bunch of fat loads.
That wear
VR and they go around on like little chairs that get them everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what we're headed for? Please tell me no.
You want to go for a walk down downtown Lee Summit?
No.
We'll just pop into different restaurants. Yeah. Like, he's here again. That's great. Golly, I can't believe you haven't seen Avatar.
I'm not a movie guy. Yeah, it's not,
but you are. You're just.
I'm not though. Like
you've
I'm
seen
not.
Every sports movie, but you won't watch a Lord of the Rings.
I don't know that.
So
I've
I shouldn't even ask if you've seen The Hobbit.
No.
Okay.
No. Just fire movies. I'll tell you yes or no.
I don't want to do that. Nobody wants that. But we can fire our, oh yeah, Sir Peter Jackson. I'm sorry, he got knighted.
Oh, he got knighted.
And then they put hashtag thanks coach. I appreciate the text line. Good vibes on a Friday.
That's awesome.
It's cover two, we'll do it. But I mean, you know, it's what we do every Friday. We talk about what we're going to cover this weekend. Obviously, everybody's going to be covered in snow.
Mm-hmm.
Are your kids still doing the snowman thing? Like, will they go out there and do that?
Probably not, but they might. I mean, we haven't had snow in years.
Because I got in trouble
doing this.
I did a snowman one time, but I put the carrots and the coal on the other end.
Right.
And everyone got mad at me. And I said, like, the neighborhood.
Oh.
And they're like, why do you have it there? That's inappropriate. I said, no, he's doing a headstand.
Yeah. Speaking of that, did we ever get a follow up on the truck?
Oh, it's gone.
It is.
I think he listened.
He did. Good.
Okay. I don't know what he's
was
doing.
Was it gone the next?
Gone. Haven't seen it since.
Haven't seen it since.
Oh, good.
Microphone, right. More impactful than a grenade.
No doubt.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Like that thing, I think he heard it.
He heard it or somebody on the police force maybe heard it, went over there or somebody else. You know, like,
yeah, I haven't seen that semi since. By the way, backstory, fellas that are here with us today. A guy that lived across the street from me was driving a semi, the like actual semi with the trailer on it and everything, and was leaving it running overnight. So all night I just heard like it's you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not grouchy yet. I'm 37, no. But I'm not
close.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, but no, I mean if somebody's running a semi outside, you have every right to be grouchy in that situation.
Haven't seen it since.
No, that's good. That's
so
good. No, I don't know if we're gonna. I don't know if there'll be a snowman or a snowball fight or whatever the case may be. I'm sure they'll want to go, you know, find a hill somewhere for 5 minutes. But
so you never seen Star Wars movies?
I have and they're not the new ones.
God, Rogue One is so good.
It's just not my
thing. Is that the last one? Because I haven't seen, I think I saw Rogue One.
Rogue One's the one that leads into episode 4.
I think I like Star Wars more as a child than now.
I think you'd appreciate it more now than you did as a kid.
Would I? Maybe so. I don't know.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Neither. But if I had to choose, Wars.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen anything Star Trek related.
If you want to do something really fun, and then we'll get into the cover too, I promise, watch Family Guy's rendition of Star Wars.
Okay.
Because like at one point the guy's like, Luke, you have a sister. I have a sister? Who is it? And they're like, the only other girl in the galaxy. There's no other women. And he kisses her. Weird.
I mean, there used to be this Finn's Waldo bar that we would call the Star Wars bar back in the day, because you'd walk into that thing, you're like, oh my God, this is the bar from Star Wars.
With something, something, something dark side.
It was weird place. Like when Bobby's used to shut down, all right, go over to Waldo. Oh my God.
I mean, Han Solo gives the coldest line in any movie. When Leia says, and he's getting ready to be frozen, she's like, I love you. And he just goes, I know.
Yeah.
Frozen, dude. But the way Peter Griffin does it, his face in the other way and his ass is just out.
Oh, that's good. See, that's funny.
See, you would enjoy it. I think it's called like Blue Harvest, something, 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 Dark Side. And there's another one. They're all great.
Okay.
Dude. They're funny.
All right. I would watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need to watch Rogue One. It's fantastic. Like, it's the way it ends. You'll be like, all right, let's start the franchise. Let's go.
All right.
Because, I mean, that's what I did during the pandemic. I watched all the Avengers in order. I watched all the Star Wars in order. And I watched nothing but that. That's what I did.
I watched Carry On. That was a big step forward for me.
Here we go.
I'm getting mixed reviews about that.
What did you think, Mac?
I loved it.
He's biased. Yeah. He loves Jason Bateman.
Sure. Okay.
He's his favorite actor.
All right. But did you like the movie?
I thought the plot was good. I thought it was good. It was captivating, had a couple nice twists. Like, it wasn't life-changing, but it was good. I'll watch it again.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I'd watch that again.
Okay.
Not even, like, during Christmas time, honestly.
Someone says, I bet Bob's seen the original Iron Man.
Nope.
All right, let's get into the cover, too. Bob, you have to go first this time.
I do?
Yeah, because you made us go first last time.
All right. All right. Well, this week, what we're watching is a couple of different things. I think the AFC North doubleheader on Saturday is going to be really good. I know we're starting Bailey Zappe, right?
By the way, for those of you that don't get the background story of Bailey Zappe, we had a meeting that was like the first meeting of the new year last year. And we always do these meetings in 15 minutes. And at the very end of the meeting, Spec, our boss, goes, does anybody have any important questions to ask? And Jay Binkley, God bless his heart, goes, let me tell you something here. Did you see the Chiefs just signed Bailey Zappe? Everybody stood up in unison and walked out.
Yeah, it was the most awesome. Unbelievable ending to a meeting.
I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen people fart in a room and not leave quicker.
I know. Yeah, but he thought that was a big deal. Does anybody have anything to add to this meeting? We're getting ready to wrap. Chiefs.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but Bailey Zappe just got signed by the Chiefs. Spec.
That's
okay.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. But he's going to start this weekend, and I don't know how much I'd be paying attention to Cleveland. Bailey Zappe wasn't playing, you know, in this game, but he's the 40th guy to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since they came back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
40
wow
players have played quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. Jeez. Can you name all 40? I bet you probably could if you started to go through the list. But I mean, how many played quarterback for the Chiefs in that time frame? I mean, 10, you know, it's ridiculous to see this is the 40th guy to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That's insane. It's Bailey Zappe. So
and
I think
how many years since 99?
Since 1999.
It's almost two a year.
Tim Couch, right. Brady Quinn.
I mean, everybody's going through trying to name everyone.
Jameis Winston,
yeah.
DTR,
Brandon Weeden.
Yeah.
Weeden, that's a good one.
Weeden was like the original Bo Nix.
Yeah.
He was 27 as a rookie.
That's right, he was.
Got drafted by the Yankees.
Yep, Oklahoma State kid, yeah. If you could name all 40 of those quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns, like who do you think the most random one is going to be?
I mean, he just pulled one. I mean, that's a...
Weeden's weird.
Weeden's a pretty weed one.
Yeah, that is Weeden. That's down in the weeds. But like
Johnny Manziel.
Manziel.
Where's that for you, Mac? That's your guy.
That's a good one.
That's your man crush every day. Think that guy ever partied?
Saw him play the Chiefs at Airhead.
You think it snows in that guy's neighborhood every week?
Yeah.
He's on the slopes.
Deshaun Watson played there for the Cleveland Browns.
I don't like that guy.
Nobody does, except the Browns owner, I guess. Name all 40. We'll give you a prize. So I'm going to be watching that one. And then, of course, Minnesota-Detroit. What a great way to finish out the regular season, right? Game 272.
Going to look like Minnesota outside.
I mean, yeah. But what a great way to end the regular season with those two teams playing for everything. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's win the number one seed and get a bye, or you're the fifth seed in the playoffs. Everything is on the line in this one. I can't wait for Sunday Night Football.
I mean, it's a playoff game. That's what it is. We don't have many win and ins sort of situations.
It's just a massive, there's just so much on it. I mean, the one seed, that's what it is.
It's night and day different, guys. It really is. In this day and age in the NFL, having that bye week is everything.
I think it's the one seed, and I know you think if Dan Campbell wins, Dusty, that Andy Reid, if he beats the Broncos, he'll win Coach of the Year. But to me, I think whoever wins this game probably wins Coach of the Year.
So I think it's my script.
Do you think who wins?
Oh, is that part of it? Oh,
do you
sorry.
Think who wins this game wins the NFC?
No, I think Philadelphia wins it.
Okay,
I think we have Chiefs Philly Super Bowl rematch.
If I told you who I thought would win the NFC right now, I would be lying.
See,
I
think it's
going to
be Vikings Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 4 rematch in New Orleans again. Let's go.
Yeah, you could tell me Vikings, Packers, Lions, or Eagles. I'd be like, okay.
I'm not buying Packers on that one.
I get that. I think I'm the only one.
Yeah, but I would definitely say Lions, Vikings, and Eagles are the top three teams, obviously.
Oh, my.
Hot Dusty, take. I kind of led you into yours then.
Cover one of the two, the weather. Sorry. I haven't stopped watching it. I'm watching every, I texted Carly Ritter last night. I said, are we going to get 80 inches of snow? LOL, no, but it's tracking to be a massive storm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a meteorologist telling me straight up. Like,
but what is massive? Because Bender's telling everybody at the J, 6 to 9 inches. So all the old guys at the J are like, well, Bender's upstairs saying.
Is Bender's hair still nice when he works out?
It's unbelievable when he works out. It's the best hair out there. And so he's saying 6 to 9 inches. So I'm going to go with Nick Bender.
I think you just went from 6 to midnight talking about Nick Bender. Anyways, no, the weather is what I'm going to watch. I mean, I do love it. I'm like a damn dog on the edge of the couch when it starts snowing potato flakes. I'm like, this is awesome. And then it starts to add up. I'm like, this is starting to suck. I'm not in high school anymore. Like, we don't get canceled.
Snow is great when you're a kid.
Yeah, I'll be on the couch Sunday afternoon here because I have to do the show Monday and I don't get snowed out in Lee's Summit. That's the boss's wishes.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
No, I already have the superiority of the guy who's doing it for 15 years to let me know how it goes. Yeah. The other one I'm watching is not necessarily the game itself, but I'm watching Dan Campbell versus Kevin O'Connell. This is a game where I'm not necessarily watching the team versus the team, where it's Sam Darnold versus Jared Goff, where it's Shamir Gibbs versus Justin Jefferson, Amara St. Brown. A lot of fun on this field. A lot of guys that we already see a lot of that happen. But what I'm watching is Kevin O'Connell versus Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, in back-to-back years in the playoffs, has gambled and lost. Dan Campbell has gambled a lot in the regular season and won. This is a game where if it comes down to it, Dan Campbell doesn't shy away. He's going to put that chaw on that bottom lip. He's going to spit it. He's going to get aggressive. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. He lives and dies by the sword. Kevin O'Connell, very cool, very good looking, sly guy. He's done it all year with Sam Darnold. This is a massive game for two guys that really, really need this one seed. They both play in domes. They both don't want to go outside and play football. I know if they win this, whoever loses this game is going to go to the Rams and play dome, whatever. But this is a game where I think it is so important to see how they coach this game. Is he going to let Sam Darnold go out? Is he going to let Sam Darnold go out there and let it hang? Is Jared Goff going to be that guy we've seen all year? Then go out there and throw five dimes to whoever he wants. It's a beat up defense for Detroit. It's a powerful offense for Minnesota. There's a lot on the line. Coach v. coach in this one, not roster v. roster. That's what I'm looking at, because I do think if Dan Campbell wins this game, Andy Reid wins head coach of the year.
Well, I also think,
if they beat Denver.
This is big for Sam Darnold as well. Each win that he has from here on out increases his salary.
If I'm Minnesota, I trade J.J. McCarthy. He's an unknown. Sam Darnold's a known.
No, I don't disagree with you. I'm thinking it from the other perspective. Mm-hmm. If you're another team, are you willing
to
trade for J.J. McCarthy?
So this is why this works.
Or do you just draft somebody?
This is why J.J. McCarthy doesn't work in Minnesota. He's unknown. You don't need to worry about it. You don't know what he can do. If he goes and does something great, that's great. We have Sam Darnold.
And you listen to After Hours? This is great.
Yeah, so why? And if he goes to another team, right? If he goes to another team, the unknown is the best part. Mm-hmm. Because if he is known, they're going to be like, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with that guy. But since he's unknown, they get him with a blank resume, whereas like Minnesota's okay letting him go because they don't know. They do know what they have in Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell.
The flip side is, though, you've got a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract with a head coach who has made two stiffs in 2 years look really, really good.
But you don't necessarily have to pay Sam Darnold $50 million a year.
Well, I mean, I would imagine Sam Darnold's going to hit that free. If I'm Sam Darnold, I am not signing anything early with the Minnesota Vikings. I am hitting the free agent market, and I'm letting the offers come in, because teams will offer stupid money for Sam Darnold. And so if I'm the Vikings front office, I look at Kevin O'Connell and go, I'm sorry, man. You're your own worst enemy. You made, what's his name in Atlanta? Kirk Cousins look really good. You made Sam Darnold, who saw ghosts and was written off, look really, really good.
So then keep it together.
Hate to do this to you, but this is a salary cap world. We got a quarterback on a rookie contract. You've proven that you can be a really good head coach. Go win with a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, because that's when teams usually take care of business.
Who'd have thought,
right,
on January 3rd, 2025, we'd be saying that Sam Darnold's going to get paid more money than Brock Purdy?
Yeah, man.
No, Brock Purdy, I wouldn't pay a dime to. I've been consistent with that for 2 years. I'm just not a believer in Brock Purdy. Sam Darnold has shown he can flat out play.
How many Super Bowls has he been to?
Sam Darnold? Mm-hmm. None.
How many has been to one? Sam Darnold has been to one.
Oh, as a backup.
He was on the Niners.
Oh, yep. That's right. Yeah.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah, thanks, coach.
One apiece. Definitely a thanks, coach.
Sorry.
Did he start, though?
No, he should have. And I said that last year. I said if he started last year, they would be better off than Brock Purdy. I was the only guy on the Sam Darnold train. And I said last
night. You and Colin Coward.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know about Coward. But I said last night, that was my take last night pretty much, Dusty, is the potential of JJ is going to sell. You know, you haven't even seen him. You can just ride that potential. And this quarterback class we've talked about not being great. Next quarterback class, not a lot of hopes. I think you have to trade.
He's won a national title.
Yeah, strike while the iron's hot. You got to trade JJ McCarthy.
I don't know that I'm a believer in JJ McCarthy, though.
But you don't have anything to believe in. That's the best part.
No, but you have college, you know.
Like, won a national title.
I don't know. There's just something just doesn't feel right
about
it. I get
that. That's fine.
And I don't know what that is. I get kind of Josh Rosen vibes from him.
Okay.
Well,
you just got to convince the Raiders, the Titans, and one of these teams. Hey, you liked him last year. You thought about drafting him, having this year for a high second round pick.
Then if you're going to draft JJ or trade for JJ McCarthy as an organization, you would better have the right head coach in place. You would have somebody in place.
No question.
That is a real, legit veteran head coach that understands how to work a rookie quarterback in. Because if you, let's say the Raiders, you fire Antonio Pierce and bring in some rando that's never done it before and J.J. McCarthy, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Absolutely, especially with a raw prospect like J.J. McCarthy. Not the worst problem to have for Minnesota, but some big decisions to be made.
Yeah, good problem.
From one young quarterback to an old one, Peter Baelish. Against the Dolphins. Could
future
be fun.
Raider. Future Raider.
Dude, gosh, if that happens. Why would Tom Brady bring in Rodgers? Who knows? Oh, that's $20. Yeah. Damn it. Feels like maybe the last game of his career, or unless he goes to Las Vegas, and it isn't completely devoid of meaning. He kind of has something to play for. He can play spoiler to Miami. So I'm watching that. Last Jets game has been, what an utter nightmare for the New York Jets season. So I'm sure they're ready for it to end. And then Panthers at Falcons. It's been a fun last 2 months with Bryce Young. The Falcons, they have to win this game in order to try and make the playoffs. They need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to lose to the
Tampa's
Saints.
Tampa's playing Saints, though.
Yeah, so probably not going to happen. But still, Bryce Young, another game at Atlanta, can play spoiler in a game that he doesn't know if it's going to mean a lot or mean a little. He's going to have to go out there and act like it's a playoff game. So, yeah, I'd have that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the game that we're all going to be watching, though, as you mentioned, though, it's Sunday night, man.
Yeah. And then Monday morning, we're all going to wake up in a snowstorm here, and like six dudes are going to get their walking papers on Monday, right?
Yes.
And so six teams, roughly, I think there's probably about eight, you know, is what happens in the NFL roughly every year, are going to have the opportunity to then make their next bad hire.
Yeah, who's getting fired on Monday?
Whew.
What, Doug Peterson?
I saw something yesterday that said no.
Okay. Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, I think it was Graziano that said something on ESPN yesterday that goes, no, he's walking around too confident.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I would too if I've scammed like three different NFL franchises.
Exactly. He is a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Belichick's biggest fumble of his entire career. I mean, you let Nick Foles beat you and play the Statue of Liberty or the Philly Special or whatever
it worked,
called.
Right?
I guess.
It did.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, he's going to be able to live off that apparently for another year. I think if he loses this next week, it'll be four wins in the last 25 games.
I'm not saying I would keep the guy around.
I get what you're saying.
You know, I do like Nate Taylor's take from yesterday. Like, if Tomlin goes in the playoffs and loses convincingly, there is a lot of talk in Pittsburgh.
Good. Go fire him and find somebody better. I'll tell Pittsburgh right now, be careful what you wish for. That's one of those where, like, Andy Reid in Philadelphia, right?
But how did you feel fired about the one. Marty years? Like, you got all these 14, 12-win teams, and then all of a sudden you get bounced in the playoffs right away.
Yeah, but I feel Tomlin's a better coach than Marty ever was.
I mean, did it longer, probably, I think?
Never had a losing season. Won a Super Bowl. Marty, I mean, Marty would be great, bad, great, bad. Mm-hmm. You know, Tomlin consistently good all these years. I know Tomlin's a much better coach than Marty. Marty's not a Hall of Fame coach. Tomlin is.
8-11 in the playoffs is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And I think, what, hasn't won a playoff game since like 06?
No, 17, no. I think.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they lost in the AFC Championship game. That's a Jesse James touchdown. That should have been a touchdown against the Patriots.
Jesse James, that old tight end. Mm-hmm. Gosh. He was a Cowboy, too.
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, if Pittsburgh wants to fire Mike Tomlin, go for it.
He'll be hired day one.
There is, speaking of head coaching, there is a former coach in a NFL facility today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mike Vrabel's in the Meadowlands.
Interviewing with the Jets.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they interviewed Ron Rivera yesterday.
Yeah, wow, I saw that.
They've interviewed every former head coach that is still alive, except for Herm Edwards, who said he was not interested in the job.
He's already done it. I don't know why you want to go back.
I'm saying every former Jets head coach is interviewing for this job.
Wow.
Rex Ryan's interviewing for this job. Herm Edwards says, I'm not interested in going to that franchise. They're literally interviewing everybody that's ever been a head coach in their franchise.
I do think Vrabel's style does work in New York.
I think it works great
if they
in New
move
York.
Away from Littlefinger.
Yeah.
They have to.
Which they will. I mean, he's talked this. He knows it's over.
Well, everybody wants out. Like Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, they're like, don't come here.
Why would you want to be in there at that point? Like, the Jets need to blow everything up.
If I'm the Jets, I go get J.J. McCarthy and Mike Vrabel. And I see what we can do.
Beautiful.
Who's going to be your offensive guy that's going to, you know, shepherd him in? Because I like Vrabel as a head coach, but he still needs a legit offensive coach with him.
Sure. I mean,
because that's not Vrabel. Vrabel's great, I believe, anyway, and you can speak differently because you lived it, but I look at Vrabel as like a program builder, a leader.
Culture guy.
Culture guy, yeah. But you also need them. to have an offensive coordinator that's going to usher this kid into the NFL. Because that's not Vrabel.
No, it's not. I agree with that.
Go get Eric Bieniemy. And he's available.
I am too.
I think that's where, like, when I know we only have a couple more minutes till we have to get out of here for this break, but like, that's where I don't think Vrabel works in Chicago, but I think he would work in New York.
Boy, I could love him in Chicago too. I think he fits the culture in Chicago.
I don't.
But I think he needs, if you're going to be with a young quarterback, you've got to have the right offensive guy. Who that is, I don't know.
I mean, Joe Brady gets a lot of looks.
But is Joe Brady a head coach? Like, if you're going to tell me Mike Vrabel's going to bring Joe Brady with him, I'm in on that. I don't know if Joe Brady. Like, this Ben Johnson, I was reading about this guy yesterday in Detroit.
Yeah.
He's, like failing miserably in interviews, apparently.
Really?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's what I read yesterday. Wow. Like, failing miserably in interviews to be the head coach.
Well, Drew Locke failed miserably in interviews, and look at him. He's a stud. Look what he did for the New York Giants.
Exactly. The example.
Great example. I mean, just made Malik Nabers look like Malik Nabers. You know?
So, if he's failing miserably in interviews...
Yikes.
That's why, like, you don't hire coaches based on plays they call. You've got to hire coaches based on who's going to be a culture change that you need. And every team that's hiring a head coach is going to need a culture change. They need a whole cleansing of that organization.
This is a fun little text that maybe you'll hate. You two here love KU. How many of when Roy Williams won his first title in UNC were those Matt Doherty's kids? All of them, right? Rashad McCants, I think, was on that team. May, all those guys were on the team. They were all Doherty's kids.
Because didn't Roy win it the first year he left KU, right?
That's right.
I thought so, yeah.
That's right. And then you look at that and you're like, okay, were these Roy's kids? So like in Pittsburgh, after Tomlin left, Cower left, how much of that system was his and not Tomlin's?
I mean, a third of your team changes over every year, so roughly 20 players every year are changing over.
Same quarterback, same running back.
He sustained that success, though. I mean, he's never had a down year. And so you can say what you want about the playoffs, which I don't disagree with, but you're not going to find a better head coach right now, in my opinion, that would be available than Mike Tomlin. And if Mike Tomlin got fired in Pittsburgh, the Giants would hire him that day, just like Andy Reid in Philadelphia. There will be jets parked outside of the airport in Pittsburgh with teams on them waiting to bring Mike Tomlin to their team.
Does Indy fire their coach?
That's an interesting one. I heard that could happen too now.
I read a report this morning that they're leaning not. I don't know. We'll
I've just heard
happens.
That if he gets fired, like you say, Mike Tomlin, his phone will ring within 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody, come over here.
The Indy coach you think
Steichen?
Will be?
Shane Steichen. I'd keep Shane Steichen, personally, but... For what he did last year with Gardner Minshew and company, you know, after Anthony Richards gets hurt, they somehow win 8 games. The offense looks good. You see what Minshew looked like in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He can make guys. He can elevate players.
I don't think there's going to be as many firings as we always think, right? You've already got three that are open. You got New Orleans. You got the Jets, and then who's the third?
Oh, Chicago.
Chicago, right? So those three are open. Which other one are you 100% sure is going to pop? I would have said Jacksonville 24 hours ago, but then after reading about, like,
That I'm doesn't, like, yeah.
Okay.
Vegas, that would be the one, because they fired all of his pieces.
Yeah.
It's rare that that happens.
And especially with Brady there, that's interesting. You see if he tries to bring back Josh McDaniels. God, I hope he does.
From the 6-2-0, Mike Tomlin won two Super Bowls and went to another. He did not. He won one and won one as an assistant coach. That'd be like giving Andy Reid credit for being the coordinator in Green Bay.
You don't get credit as an
assistant. No, he only won one Super Bowl. So I don't want to hear it. Mike Tomlin's overrated. 8-10 in the postseason. But again, his career record, 191 and 116 and 2.
He's
almost 100 games over 500. It's crazy.
No, it's crazy. Yeah. If they play Houston in the first round, he does need to win that game. He will get torched if he does not.
Well, absolutely, as he should.
But Houston, Pittsburgh has been pissed at Mike Tomlin for years now, which is like
he doesn't win in the playoffs.
Just it drives me up. Because go ahead, fire Mike Tomlin. You've been blessed to have three head coaches in the history of your franchise.
History.
And if you want your fourth, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got one of the five best in the league. And if you're going to fire Mike Tomlin, you better have somebody better than Mike Tomlin. That's what I say all the time when people want to fire this guy. Who do you have that is in line that you know is going to be better, especially with a guy like Mike Tomlin? And then Philadelphia firing Andy Reid and hiring Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm. But that was a time that where the teams needed to go. They needed a separation.
They did. And maybe
Philadelphia
maybe
won
point,
a Super Bowl, and Kansas City's now the best team in the NFL's history.
And maybe it's that time in Pittsburgh, and Tomlin will go on and be Andy Reid 2.0 with somebody else, you know?
Yeah, let him go to, like, I don't know, Cleveland, turn it around in the same division.
Oh, and he would. He would.
Sign me up for that. Coming up on the other side, Shaquille O'Neal said something last night that I, I kind of relate to with something else. I'll talk about it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving back in on a Friday. The sun's up again, Bob.
I see. It comes up every day, Dusty.
Spoiler alert, it's going to set in the west.
Ah!
Almost got that email. Yeah, well, the sun's going to rise in the east, set in the west. Move on. Okay.
Yeah.
And that wasn't from the program director. That was from the director. I learned that day never to hit reply all.
No, you don't hit reply all, no.
I think our guy finally got the message. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
the other
did somebody day. Say something to
they
him?
They had to, because the other day he sent five reply alls. Five.
That's pretty rough.
Five.
And you wonder why I don't check the company email, right? What's the name who's doing this?
I think it's, I don't know if I want to say.
Don't say it. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
Sterling's in the bathroom watching a movie, though, so.
Is the volume maxed out?
Oh, of course it is.
Hopefully it's not Monsters Ball. Anyways, so last night, TNT, the best show of any sports program there is.
I caught it a little bit last night, and Shaq with the ascot has got me thinking ties are out, ascots are in, baby. That looked good on Shaq.
They also made fun again of Charles Barkley's glasses. So it looked like he had two, like, 50-inch frames of TVs on the side of his head. They also brought this up.
Giannis set a record tonight, by the way.
What's that?
A record that was shared by you and Zion Williamson.
Okay. Most hamburgers ate?
20, in a 25, 25 straight games of scoring at least 20 and shooting 50%.
He said most hamburgers ate in a 24-hour span.
Kidding. That's funny?
Yeah, that was funny.
I didn't find it amusing.
You know, I can't laugh at the comedian.
No, you
can't. I can't laugh at the comedian.
Okay, but I ain't laughing.
The joke's on you. That's why you're not laughing.
The joke's on who?
The joke's on you.
Kenny, hey, don't Kenny. Let him bully you.
Kenny. I'm not being bullied.
2025.
Oh, you're talking about Maddie. I'm trying. You did. I apologize. Yeah, okay. 2025. Okay, no sticks.
What is the most hamburgers you've ever eaten at one sitting?
See, now you're going to answer the question. Word. If
what
you
type?
Answer this question.
What type?
Like a fast food burger?
Like White Castle's.
Oh, White Castle.
No, those. No, it can't be White Castle's.
I had six Big Macs one time.
Oh, God.
In one sitting?
Six Big Macs, fries, 20 nuggets, and a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I had a joke.
Oh, my God. Six Big Macs, a 20-piece of the Diet Coke.
And fries.
And fries.
Large fry, 20-piece Big Nugget, and six Big Macs.
Whoa. Sometimes I wish I could eat like that.
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, just to be that size and, like, that's nothing.
It's
you know?
Nothing.
I was watching Baker Mayfield give his offensive linemen cookies.
Mm.
Have you seen this? Like, he gave them all, like, cookie jerseys or whatever. And they all had milk. And the one offensive lineman, I forget who it was, is like, is this whole milk? This is like 900 calories in this cup. Am I allowed to have this?
Oh, my gosh.
And Baker said, just drink the damn milk, man.
Drink it,
like,
bro.
It's the holidays, right?
Is there a food that you could go to town on? And don't say I'm older now and I go to the J and work out. If you could just do it and there's a food, what would it be?
Wings.
Okay.
Yeah.
My buddy ate 21 on New Year's Eve. That's a ton of wings, dude.
That's a lot.
21.
Yeah. Now it's a lot. When I was in college, that was a start.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the beginning of the day.
Mm.
I would polish off a 20-piece, no problem. You need more.
Of nugs?
Yeah. Mm. You go to McDonald's, give me an extra 6-piece as well.
That's
and fries.
See, like, that's my problem at Chick-fil-A. Like, those nuggets, 1,000% I could eat 50 of them.
The grilled ones or the breaded ones?
No, I don't go to Chick-fil-A for grilled items.
All right.
I go to Chick-fil-A for the good stuff, man. Like, I'm serious. Like, there's times where I'll go get a spicy chicken sandwich, waffle fry, Sprite or whatever they have, and then I will add on the 8 nuggets. Okay. And I mean, that's just a very tiny appetizer. Yeah. So you said wings is your go-to?
Yeah, I would say probably wings.
Mac?
Yeah.
Is there a food you could just absolutely go to town on or house?
Yeah, I think wings, pizza. Could destroy some pizza.
You could eat a large from Pizza Hut by yourself.
Hand tossed?
8 slices. Thin and crispy.
Thin
and crispy, no problem.
Easy.
Yeah.
What about like...
Hand tossed would be harder. Probably get through 5. You could do 5.
I don't know.
I mean, cookies I could probably... Like, there's a lot I could do.
And I'm assuming I've had a nice trip to the garage... Mm-hmm. And I'm ready to go.
You're buzzing and feeling. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I could do pasta probably a lot back.
That's a tough one. A heavy hitter. What about Mitch? You think he's got one?
Mitchell, what do you got? Mitchell, what are you, 14 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say probably shrimp or crab legs because by the time I finish opening one, I'm already hungry again.
I could do some crab leg damage.
Yeah. See, I don't like to mess with the cracking of the legs.
That's why you need shears. You just cut them down the middle and then open it up like a convertible top.
Good that way?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sneaky little cheat way to do that.
No, yeah. I went to my buddy's house one time. It was like for his birthday. He's like, come over. Like, my family does birthday dinner for me every year. Just come over and have dinner with us. I was like, all right, what's for dinner? He's like, crab legs. I'm like, already in the driver's seat. I'm like, where you at, dude? Like, come on. He's like, I think this is my birthday. And I went over there and we're sitting at the table and big round table. Shout out to Doug and Kathy. We're sitting there and I look over to the right and there's, fork, knife, spoon. I look over to my left and there's shears. I'm like, the hell are these for? And his dad's like, shut up, Junior. You're about to find out. And I was like, all right. They put the crab legs in the middle. Everybody grabbed them and just started cutting.
So everybody got their own shears.
Everyone had their own pair. 6 of us there.
Because sharing shears would not be. I mean,
you're getting buttery fingers.
Yeah,
no. Everybody had their own.
Be slipping and all this stuff and cut yourself.
Stabbing someone, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good way to do it.
So that crab like legs that. Or shrimp. I could do shrimp too.
You give me some popcorn shrimp. It's a bad day to be popcorn shrimp.
See, I could do just regular, not like fried, just like the shrimp cocktail, cold shrimp.
Oh, yeah,
whatnot.
I
could power through a bag of that.
Text line says you could really destroy some Emo's pizza.
Yeah. Throw it down the toilet.
I'm with this text. This text says I could absolutely destroy some pizza rolls or bagel bites. Give me the whole 40 count. I could easily do that.
Yeah.
Probably that's a good could one. Do that
a little
as well.
Side, a little smokehouse ranch with some pizza rolls. You're just knocking those things back.
Because that's just like, it's not like you're eating. It's just like, I'm just kind of popping them in or something like gum.
That's why like Mac and Mitch are like here with us. Like they grew up with the air fryer their whole life.
Their whole life, yeah.
Like that was a game changer. When I put pizza rolls in the air fryer for the first time, I was like, holy cow.
You know what I did yesterday? I put a grilled chicken breast in the air fryer, Dusty. Okay, this is how old I am. With some like sauteed onions on top that I made the other day and melted a piece of Swiss cheese over the top of it. Let me tell you, brioche, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody says from 313, oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, I could do that too.
Yeah,
Mitchell, you and the oatmeal cream pie, the little Debbie's.
Yeah.
All right. Should we tell Francie to get those for you for your birthday?
Oh, is that a girlfriend drop? Oh, you're a Richard.
Wow.
Mitch, you can have him be your Richard of the Week.
Come on, man.
Why is that? Why? Who cares? They all date in eighth grade.
Oh, gosh.
What's Katie's boyfriend's name? Speaking of the microphone.
Mason.
Mason, yeah. What do you think of him?
I think he's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I approve.
You approve?
I approve.
All right. I'm still trying to kind of feel this guy out a little bit,
Somebody says, Dusty, we had a pizza roll eating contest at work. Record was 62 in 20 minutes. Could you beat that?
No.
Give me like 30 minutes.
Wait a second. 62 in 20 minutes?
Yeah. It's like four every...
That's like the record.
I mean, could be.
I mean, like, if you pay Guinness $25,000, they'll tell you that's the record.
What about those, like, little Andy's mints?
Okay. I mean, I could probably eat a lot of those, but I mean...
I got some peppermint ones this year from my stepmom. Good Lord, I wish I wouldn't have.
Really?
Yeah. Reese's peanut butter cups. I got
now.
Time.
Okay. Yes. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember that big vat that was in there? Like,
I'm sitting right next to you?
And I didn't eat one. That's, I did not have that strength, one man. Of those the yeah, entire yeah. time that
that damn like chastity belt on.
Yeah,
those.
But the Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh yeah,
gave Kling the key and he walked out of here.
So my wife comes home with a bag of peanut M&Ms from Hy-Vee the other day. Right, I'm like, oh, she bought peanut M&Ms. How sweet of her to buy peanut M&Ms.
And they're
right?
gone.
And of course they are. Yeah, right. Didn't last long.
You're
right,
in the way of a woman and her chocolate.
No, I ate them all.
Oh, or Bob and his chocolate.
Me, you know that like. I don't usually bring that kind of stuff into the house because if I do, well, then I eat it
all.
Well,
you brought
right?
in the King's Hawaiian pretzels.
I did, which are just unbelievable.
The steak! Like,
yeah, the King's Hawaiian pretzel bites. I didn't like at first, but the more I've eaten them, the more that I really like them. So I went to Hy-Vee the other day after she went to Hy-Vee and I'm like, and I see the shopping cart full of peanut M&Ms for $3. I'm like, you bought those on the Christmas candy going out rack. She goes, yeah. I'm like, oh,
I can't wait to go to Costco today.
I thought it was something like special. You were thinking
somebody said they could pound 10 or they said I ate 31 Taco Bell tacos in one sitting at the Warrensburg Taco Bell. Weed was involved. I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
31 tacos.
Are they soft or hard? That is a big difference.
The hard would be easier to
much
do.
Much easier. No. Because crispy. Yeah.
Yeah. Much easier than soft tacos.
Soft tacos
would take up too much room in your stomach.
And stretch out.
From the 816 says, I'll F up some Uncrustables. Excuse my language. You didn't like the Uncrustable.
It was all right. I mean, like, you, Mitchell, an Uncrustable guy?
Big time.
I am. Whenever I'm sick, I'll blow through those things.
When you're sick,
yeah. You when I'm
chicken
sick,
noodle soup, Uncrustables.
Well, and Taco Bell, like their tacos, like if you get the hard ones, it'll like fall out at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you got to scoop.
Makes me really mad.
Yeah, but then you can scoop. Yeah.
But I do like the
or
soft
just lick
taco.
The wrapper.
I do like the soft tacos better.
I do too. Much better. Yeah. Mm. Much better than the hard tacos.
Somebody on the text line, I used to be able to eat a whole box of ice cream sandwiches within an hour or two. I had to stop for my own good.
Oh, why?
Oh, God, that's a lot.
Have you ever had the tacos from Twisted Fresh? They do like...
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God, they do. Have you... Yeah, Mitchell's nodding. Yeah, they do. They double wrap them, the crispy, and then the soft taco shell around
it. It's like a double decker.
So good.
You ever had a double decker from Taco Bell?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
We going to Taco Bell after this? Because I got a hankering for Taco Bell.
We just got a new Taco Bell by the house. It's right next to the Whataburger and the Dutch Brothers.
So that's a cheaper DoorDash for your girls.
I guess. Yeah. We're kind of in the middle of two Taco Bells.
Somebody said they once ate 5 pounds of burnt ends at Q39.
Oh, good God.
I will say this.
Could you poop for a month? I mean.
I will say this. I can admit this. I could probably eat an entire package of double stuffed Oreos, as the text line says, they could do a bunch of double stuffed Oreos. I could sit there and go sleeve for sleeve for sleeve with milk.
Is it bragging rights if I say I could do a whole slab of ribs, or is that?
No, somebody says they could eat two slabs.
Oh God,
there's a one upper for you. Yeah. Two slabs of ribs.
That's moving through.
You'd
some
eat
meat.
Two slabs of ribs if I made them.
I would, but like I look at ribs and then I eat them and I'm like, am I a slob because I could eat this whole slab myself, or is that normal?
Ugh. I mean, I don't know. The ribs towards the end are just, they get smaller.
Yeah.
If you want to give self-confidence.
That's right, yeah.
The end's like three of them are basically one rib.
Yeah, not all that much.
Oh, beef jerky sticks. See, that just give me heartburn.
Oh, God.
And here I thought 10 slices of pizza from Pizza Street was doing something. No kidding. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive into our Richard of the Week here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.